The Right Three R's, written by Z. Charnot, October 1st, 2010. Species and environments coexist and co-evolve. When, where, and even as a species fails to regard, respect, and relate to, or to acknowledge the environment upon which it depends, it is expelled, made to be extinct. Human beings have exploited, have dominated, and have controlled, instead of tending, nurturing, even honoring, the natural environment. There is a whole network of forces and of fields that interact with the biology, the anatomy, the physiology of every species, of every organ, of every tissue, of every cell. These forces and these fields are both interactive and interdependent. Galaxies interact with and are interdependent with stars. Each star in each place contains and conveys energies and patterns, even ratios of change of energies and of patterns, with some uniqueness. We have ignored, denied, even shunned our dependencies upon nature. We have established and we have nurtured fears. We have territorialized the self. Now, nature is arousing, awakening, and stirring, even challenging those boundaries of self. Since 1901, the magnetic energy of the sun has increased by 230%. That magnetic energy will impart forces, influences, and promptings. Something will happen relentlessly in response to that energy output falling upon the earth. You can search and find an increase in earthquakes, an increase in volcanic eruptions, an increase in severe storms, and a shift in currents in the atmosphere and in the oceans. Life itself is being affected. We must open to, yield to, and respond to this flow of energy. We must adapt. Resistance is futile. We must live with increased intensity. Life is a flow. Life is a flow toward, to, into, within and through, out of and from the organism or species. Green life can grow, can photosynthesize, can generate CH2 bonds from water and CO2 or carbon dioxide. Herbivores and omnivores can eat the green intensity as it has evolved in such as rainforests. The monoculture of ordinary agriculture is not sufficiently efficient and effective. We need the multi-level intensities of rainforests. Grasses are monocotyledons with shallow root structures. Dicotyledons are deep tap root plants. We need to combine them. This is the way we find them in rainforests. Every strata of soil and every strata of atmosphere is organized adaptively in rainforests. A new culture of greater sophistication is required. Notice how nature does it. Examine old wilderness areas. Let us learn to regard, respect, and relate to the organisms upon which we depend. These are the right three R's. The wrong three R's, see the document with that title, The Wrong Three R's, in sets are reading, writing, and arithmetic. And regret, resentment, and remorse. Regard, respect, and relate to the organisms upon which we depend. These are the right three R's.